gets stopped by the Laker defense.
Mauricio Diaz, number 34, first to make the hit. Howard Beach right to the spread offense here, five wide.
And no huddle indeed. Kraft is alone in the backfield, three to the right, two to the left, and Kraft in the shotgun. Rolling to his right, looking to pass. He's on his own 35-yard line, gets it back to the line of scrimmage, and has the first down finally pushed out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Somehow a broken play brings into about a 20-yard gain.
Man-to-man defense by Lakers. Compliments to them. Good job. Every receiver was covered, but no one there to keep an eye on Kraft. They need to run some sort of spy to keep an eye on. He just ran 12 yards without being touched.
And that dragged him for about another six for an 18-yard gain.
Exactly.
First and 10 for the Pirates. Spread formation, two wide each way. Kraft is in backfield with Puff, but Kraft keeps it for himself. It's a little high snap, and he lunges forward about to the 2-yard line. That's a gain of eight. Howard Beach just marching right through this line of scrimmage there.
So far, nothing stopping him to pass. The pass has been good. There are a few running plays early haven't worked, but big plays on third down, and you can see Lakers' hands on their hips going, what is going on right now?
Well, now that they're in the huddle, we can answer our trivia question in the pregame show. What were the mascots for Pigeon High School and Elkton High School before they consolidated? Well, that was the Pigeon Panthers and the Elkton Elks, and Eric Wisner of Pigeon, age 38, won that one. Congratulations, Eric. Second and two for the Pirates. Kraft rolls to his left, has one man to beat, and he's in, standing up for the touchdown. Eli Kraft with his second score of the night makes it Harbor Beach 13, Lakers nothing.
A designed quarterback run there. He faked the handoff up the middle and took it to the near side of the field, and no one there. Lakers was basically gambling that the run was going to go up the middle.
Kraft doing it all on both sides of the ball with 5:47 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach is going to be going for the point after Nick Hessling, the right-hand, right-footed kicker, kicking this one from his 10-yard line. There's the snap. Good snap. It's up. And it's good. So, 2-for-2 for Nick Hessling on the night. Makes it 14-0, Harbor Beach over Lakers, with 5:47 left in the first quarter. You're tuned to WLEW.
And for tonight, you'll need to read chapters 4 through 9.
Oh, man. Homework again. With all this reading, you think I'll be able to split the atom by year's end? Hey, that's Twitter-worthy. And thanks to Thumb Cellular, I'll just whip out my free Motorola Defy and tweet away. Oh, wow. I didn't see this. John just posted his schedule. I didn't realize how hard he has it. Mrs. Scuttlebutt can be a real demon in the classroom. I guess John has the Samsung Galaxy S and got it for only $29. All he had to do was visit Thumb Cellular during their back-to-school sale. There seems to be more phones with the word free next to the title than ones with a price. Thumb Cellular treats us like kings. Or seniors. Practically the same thing here at school. Stop into Thumb Cellular. You'll thank me later. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
Hey, is that a cell phone in school?
No. Yes.
It's Harbor Beach 14, Lakers nothing. After a 2-yard run from Eli Kraft, and the keeper makes it with a few touchdowns on the night. Well, Dave, I also have a second tribute question for you.
Oh, boy.
We know the Pigeon Panthers and the Elkton Elks. What were the Bayport High School? What was their mascot before they consolidated in 1960?
Bayport High School. Well, knowing you, Clark, it's probably a trick question. Bayport. I'm going to go a trick question. I guess I'm going to go the Pirates, the Bayport Pirates. Knowing you, you would try and slip something like that behind me.
Well, the triple reverse psychology did not work, Dave.
No, it didn't.
It was the Bayport Clippers. The Bayport Clippers, in fact. So there you go, then they consolidated. Interesting fact indeed. So thanks for playing. Congratulations to Eric Wisner once again on his correct answer, the Pigeon Panthers and the Elkton Elks. First and 10 for the Lakers from their own 30-yard line. Number 86, Austin Jobes brought that in from his own 2-yard line out to the 30 on the outside. And let's see what Lakers can do on offense.
I forgot to ask. Did I get to phone a friend there or anything?
No, you did not.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Maybe next week.
All right.
5:38 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach 14, Lakers nothing. Post under center. Wing T to the right. Receiver out to the right. And it's pitched to Diaz in the backfield. Stiffs arm was first for the defender, but DJ Reitner there to stop him instead for a 5-yard loss. Back out on his 25-yard line. Diaz just couldn't shut him.
Now, but it's pretty tough when you just get the football and you got black jerseys draped all over you. I mean, it's a great run defense here by Harbor Beach as they just run right through the Laker line so far.
Diaz has 5 carries on the night. They've had 6 rushing plays all night so far. 5:08 remains in the first. 14-0. Lakers trails Harbor Beach. 2nd and 15 from the 25-yard line, working off the right hash, or left to right across your radio, are the Lakers. Power eye behind post under center. The handoff to number 26, Dustin Cady. He gets hit to the line of scrimmage, but somehow managed to get about 7 yards using his legs all the way out to the 32-yard line, gain of 7.
Yeah, tough run there by Cady. Looks like a combination of Aaron Ginther and Austin Seltz making the tackle.
3rd and 8 for the Lakers from their own 32-yard line. 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Nick Post jogging in from the sidelines with the play call. Lakers with the flat green paint on their helmets. No wing, no wheeled L on anymore on their helmets. Post under center, looks around. He has a wide receiver to the right as well as a tight end. Now in motion, that's 86, Austin Jobes. And they're looking back to pass. He's looking to his left. Still nothing there, and he has to get rid of it, but he cannot. And Harbor Beach comes through with a sack. He's brought down to the 24-yard line, a loss of 7 on the play.
Probably a shared sack there between number 52, Brandon Oswald, and number 40, Kyle Kramer.
Lakers has run 8 plays on offense, and 4 of them have resulted in a loss of yards. 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first quarter, and it brings up a 4th and 15 situation for the green and white. They're going to be playing this one away from their own 25-yard line. Number 21, Terrence Dubes, staying on his own 12-yard line. Aaron Ginther and Austin Seltz staying on the Pirates 43, ready to receive. Snap is up, good snap, and he gets it off, and is veering to the left and goes out of bounds right at the 36-yard line, so not too great of a punt, but that's where they're going to be starting for the Pirate offense with 3:14 left in the first.
I don't know what happened there. Eli Kraft had a chance. Maybe he got a hand on that or something. That ball just fluttered to the far side of the field.
So Harbor Beach is back on the field. Their offense has been out there nearly the entire game. Their first possession actually was a pick six after a post interception. And then it didn't take very long after that. We had the 5:47 mark in the first quarter. They scored and marched right down the field.
And Lakers still looking for their first down of the night. Just nothing going on offense.
And it's a handoff to the right side to number 7, Derek Puff. He gets out to the 28-yard line. That's a gain of 6 for the Pirates.
Number 23, Steve Kosinski, first to hit him.
That's Derek Puff's 2nd carry on the night. Harbor Beach working with a very short field after a very short punt from the Lakers. 2:45 left in the first. Harbor Beach 14, Lakers nothing. T formation for Harbor Beach. Right to left across your radio. 3 men in the backfield. Kraft under center. He rolls to his right. Keeps it for himself. Past the line of scrimmage. Gets caught up right before the 25-yard line, but drags his defender across to the 23. And it's going to be a gain of 6 and a first down.
Number 26, Dustin Cady, makes the tackle.
And now Harbor Beach City finds themselves in the red zone one more time, 24 yards for a score. 1st and 10 from the 24-yard line. 2.5 left in the first, 14-0 Harbor Beach leads. Spread formation for the Pirates. Derek Puff keeping Kraft company in the backfield, 2 receivers wide each way. Lakers trying to spread their defense out. And it's a handoff to Derek Puff right in the middle. He has room to run. He has the first down and then some out to about the 11-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 13. Move the chains one more time for the Pirates.
Number 34, Diaz makes the tackle. Tough run there by Derek Puff, running people over.
Harbor Beach has had 3 runs over 10 yards, and they've only run 8 so far. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Austin Stelz subs back out for Travis Hessmaker. 1st and 10 from the 11-yard line.
Harbor Beach using the spread offense with a quarterback read option and giving him so many options to hand off the running back, keep himself, throw the ball. Lakers just off balance right now.
And it's a handoff, same exact play to Derek Puff on the right side. He sheds the first tackler, gets brought down right next to the sticks at the 1-yard line, shy of the end zone, but real close to the first down marker. The first down marker about on the 2-foot line. No word from the officials yet. Looks like he's short by about a foot. of entities and deeds. So it brings up